You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are watching the developments of what's going on with Tiger Woods out in California. Again, as more information comes out, we will keep you updated. Involved in a single car accident. Jaws of life involved and took him. They have taken him to the hospital where apparently right now he's under in surgery as we speak. So we'll keep you updated with that. That's just a story that's going to be ongoing all day, guys. At 4:20, Cam Rogers, who's the host of the Tiger Woods pod on Believe Podcast, is going to join us. So we'll get some more insight and really about where Tiger is with his recovery. Remember, he just had back surgery, Mike. So, again, we don't know what this means for the future, but we'll try to get as much information as we can at 4:20.
Right. First things first, his agents, media saying multiple leg injuries. So, again, and there's another piece that just came out. Again, it'll be breaking throughout the afternoon. We'll keep you updated. But the LA Times obviously had a I should say, confirming what most of us, if you saw the pictures, Carl, obviously thought that it was a high-speed wreck. The car rolled several times, according to the LA Times.
All right, more on that coming up, guys. Thanks to Terry Fontenot, general manager of our Atlanta Falcons. And now we go from one GM to a president of our Atlanta United. His name is Darren Eales. He joins us as the season gets underway, and we're a little ways away from that, but not far away, usually on a weekly basis. But, Darren, it's good to have you back on. Lots of changes have happened with our club since the last time we spoke. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Yeah, we're good, thanks. Yeah, been keeping busy.
So talk about some of these changes and some of the players that we've brought in. I think that for, you know, 17s and United fans have been kind of the eye-opening thing is I don't want to say it's a complete roster makeover, but we've done a really good job this offseason of going and trying to acquire some of the pieces we've needed.
Yeah, no, we've got obviously some new faces coming in, and just to run through a few of them, Santiago Sosa is one of the most recent signings. He's a 21-year-old from River Plate, so one of the top clubs in Argentina. He's also a holding midfielder. He likes a good tackle, so I think he's someone the fans are going to love and enjoy watching him play. Franco Ibarra is another youngster, 19 years old, so he's an aggressive midfielder that's very athletic. He came from a club called Argentina Juniors. It was one of the clubs that our coach, Gabby Ainsay, had coached at previously. We've got Ronnie Hernandez, who's a Venezuelan international, so has played with Joseph on the Venezuelan international team. He was at Aberdeen, our sister club, and you know, I felt sorry for him. He'd gone there on, you know, as a big signing for Aberdeen, and he came there just as COVID hit. His family couldn't travel with him. He just never settled. So, you know, we've got a chance to take him on loan, and hopefully sort of with Gabby as the coach, we can sort of get his career back on track. Sandro Lopez, an experienced striker from Racing, 38-year-old, who's played at some top clubs around the world, and he's someone that's going to be important to us as that locker room presence, as a, you know, more experienced player, obviously someone that the coach Gabby knows well, and I think he'll be someone that Eric Lopez, the youngster that we signed, who our fans saw playing the game against Club America, he's going to be able to learn from him. So, you know, we're excited about the players coming in, and of course, you know, we've got Joseph, fingers crossed, coming back at 100% after last season, so he feels like a new signing as well.
We're just excited we're going to have soccer for a minute there, Darren. It sounded like that was going to be on hold. So what do we know? We got our CONCACAF matches, but it is good to go for mid-April then, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we're in the CONCACAF Champions League, so we have the first game, 6th of April, in Costa Rica. So, you know, tough draw for us. They're a good team. They're top at the moment. Their nickname is La Liga, which I can pronounce. They're top of the table. So we've got to go there first, and then we'll be playing the return leg at Kennesaw State at Fifth Third Bank Stadium on the 13th of April. And then the weekend of the 17th of April is when the MLS regular season is going to start. So we're still waiting for the schedule to come out, but we know we're going to be kicking off then, and you know, they're all going to come thick and fast.
Speaking of Joseph, I know you said we hope to have him back. What's the recovery? Have you seen him? What's he look like? Is he training? Where is he at in this whole process?
Yeah, so we've got our first day of full training tomorrow. So that's exciting where we actually get the team together for the team training with the new coach and with the new coaching staff. So we're looking forward to that. They've been doing individual training. So, you know, Joseph's been out there. It's been great to see him out on the pitches. So he is, he's ready to go and join that preseason. Obviously, we're going to be mindful and not try and sort of throw him in there and expect him to be 100% from day one. But, he's done the recovery. He's put the work in. And now it's about introducing him, slowly and making sure that we, give him every chance we can to get him back at 100%.
It's Adair Deals with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Gabriel Hintze, we talked a lot about the kind of guy you were looking for a skipper, and you gave us kind of some subtle hints throughout the process. Why'd you choose him? What does he do? How does it fit? Is it like Tata? Is it his own style? What's it going to look like?
Yeah, look, he's very much his own style, but, Gabby's someone that's an up-and-coming manager. He's still fairly young in his career. I mentioned earlier Argentina Juniors, where he took them from the second division to the first division in Argentina. He then went to Vélez, the club where our fans will know from Yamil Assad, where we signed him from. He went there and he got them into the top six of the table in consecutive years, and they qualified for the tournaments that they play in their equivalent of Champions League. So, he's someone that's got a pedigree, still young in his career. So, we were excited, and the big thing for us, Mike, was, we spoke to him quite early on, and it was a case where, we both agreed that we would, he was the number one option for us. He would talk to us and not go to any other clubs or consider any other clubs while we, in effect, got to know each other and talked about the vision, etc. And really from day one, there was that joint view on how we wanted to build the team and how we wanted to approach it. So, for me, this is something where we spent time to make sure we got the right man. We're excited about already in terms of, some of the players coming in the building. Clearly a factor that's helping us in the recruitment is having, Gabby as the coach. And, now the work really starts there because, this is a case now of, starting from tomorrow, actually getting to coach with the players and try to sort of install the tactics and the methodology as quick as we can, because it is going to take time. But obviously we want to try and get that process as speedy as we can.
So you and Carlos sat down, it's Darren Eales, guys, president of Atlanta United, talking with us here on Dukes and Bell, and he said team training starts tomorrow, so it's the first time that they'll be able to get everybody together. But you guys sat down here in this offseason. How difficult was it for you guys to try to fit these pieces? Because really that's what you're doing, right, Darren? You're trying to say, I think this works with this, this is going to work with this, if we want to go this style, and fitting all of these pieces, what was the game plan to try to take that on this offseason?
Yeah, look, it's always difficult in Major League Soccer because of the salary cap. Compared to the rest of the world of soccer, it's a difficult sort of setup. And, so we're always looking ahead. And I think, in terms of the youngsters, Santiago and Franco Ibarra, they were players that we were targeting. We obviously had to make sure we can fit them in the cap, and there's sort of maneuvers that you have to do to do that. But sort of in consultation with Gabby, it was really looking at the whole squad and saying, okay, how can we best put together the pieces so that when we get to that, first game at the start of the season, we've given ourselves the best opportunity, and Gabby's got the best opportunity to mould a team that, he feels he can play the style that he's looking to play the style that, our fans have come to expect from Atlanta United teams. We've spoke about it before, but attacking on the front foot, pressing. And I think right. You've seen that with some of the younger players we brought in, and I use Franco Ibarra as an example of that. That is an aggressive, athletic midfielder. We think he's got a lot of upside as well. He's only young, he's only had 11 professional starts. He's someone that Gabby knows well, and he's someone that we feel that we can really develop, and we feel will give us that boost and that energy perhaps that we needed in the 11 when we're playing.
And Darren, I know we've talked a lot last season. Let us forget last season ever occurred. Santiago Sosa, can he be like our Nagby type guy? It just seems like Darlington provided a specific skill set that we struggled to replace last year.
Yeah, and Darlington is a unique player. I think, he is that somebody that you're never going to get a facsimile, someone that's going to be identical replica. I think, we see Sosa as that holding midfielder. So, very much the way that Gabby wants to play, we call him a six, they call him a five. That sort of is a holding midfielder that can sort of sit between the two centre halves, can sort of dictate the play, can break it up as well. He's a very good anticipator, even though he's a young player. So we feel like the way he reads the game is very good. And as I said earlier, he loves a tackle. So he's someone that his eyes light up when there's a 50-50 challenge. And okay. I think that's something that but we need a bit of steel in the team, and that's something that I think was important to us and important as we built the spine of Gabby's team as we go into 2021. So I think we feel excited about the pieces that we've added. We've got to obviously gel and get the players from last season as well to sort of get the best combinations, and that's what preseason is all about. But I'm with you, Mike. Last year that didn't really happen. It'll just be one of those asterisks that we talk about to check each time and say, remember that one season that we never made the playoff.
Well, but the good news is we are still, though, the U.S. Open Cup champions. That's why we get to play in CONCACAF.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bit of good fortune. At the end of last season, that was probably the best thing that happened in 2020 was, it was the only way that they could allocate that spot. Obviously, for us, it is a blessing because I think it's us and there's a team, Saprissa, so there's only two teams that have qualified for three consecutive Champions League tournaments. It's an important one for us. We got that tough first game, like I said, out in Costa Rica, but, it's a tournament that we want to be competing in each year, and, it does give us a chance. It's another chance to try and get a trophy, and it's something that we'll definitely, be focusing on.
The new kits, before we let you go, I know we got to let you go. The new kits come out. What do you think?
Yeah, I know, excited. We've got an event we're doing on Friday. Our fans, really look forward to the, we always do a show, as you guys know, when we do the kits. We can't, unfortunately, do a Tabernacle 4,000 sort of
right.
crowd, but we're going to do it at the Home Depot backyard, in the car, socially distanced. It sold out last Friday. I'm really excited. It's sort of one of those tentpole events that sort of marks the season coming, and one of the guys who obviously we get people to model it, and Joseph was one of them, and it's his favorite kit that we've had. So for me, as a player who represents the club and is a legend, that excites me that he's looking forward to putting that shirt on this year and really showing our fans in 2021 what Atlanta United's about, and going back to the success that we've been fortunate to know from day one, except for the blip last year, and it's time to go back to that.
All right, brother. All right. We can't wait.
Yeah, man. I mean, Darren, again, we're excited about what the season holds. New season, new expectations. That's where we're at with Mike and I. So thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking with you, and can't wait to hear what the guys are talking about tomorrow as they get back to work. Thank you again.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, right. Darren.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.